This meeting is now being publicly recorded.
And open the meeting 11:30. Number two, attendance and apologize. None. Neil. Leave the of absent. Neil. Disclose the interest. Mr. Stan.
Yes,
and OL1 partially for 13.4 and 14.1.
13.4
and 14.1. I think it's only impartial.
Yeah, 14.1. Impartial. You check that, the impartial?
Yeah, it's up to them to declare.
Okay, that. Public question time. For the floor, anything, question, yes?
The order of the Yalgoo Memorial Church, near the Barbara Tower, sort of fall into disrepair. Is there any other way that we can improve the process to preserve it?
Do you want to? So we did present an item to council approximately 2 years ago to either look at the land tenure for it and to do maintenance work. That wasn't adopted by council at that time. I have since had discussions with the Morrissey family. So they were one of the original homesteaders for that station when it first was used for stock. They are looking at not necessarily a trust, but just something that they can do to either support it whilst it still exists on Bunawarra Station. And there's family ties there to the diocese in Geraldton, and so the family may actually have some resources. But that's just been discussion so far. Hasn't been in putting any money forward or anything like that.
Just history, but if you wanted to make any other comment.
Yeah. With the old building?
Yeah, the stone one.
The stone one. Roughly 10, 15 years ago, I talked to the guys, plus the heritage guys, the office, for get a grant to us, for preserve that one, because this is historic, the office from, buildings, history, he don't care. And try after 5 years, 5 years ago again, nothing happened. And tried last year, 2 years ago when we start working in our building in Yalgoo, the train station. And the guy, again, my argument is why this office put 4.5 million, restore the one house in Malowa, from the church, not put any money in this building is the community. The argument is no money, but my argument is you just put 4.5 million. But, and still, because for me it's really sad. Really sad, when I'm arriving in Yalgoo 23 years ago, it's more bigger, but every year it's down. It's going to disappear. But for us, and a Shara, I don't have these resources. You're talking about 2 million, 3 million, try preserve it. After that one, I need, look after that one, maybe put in the back one house, look after the people, etc., for tourists, stuff like that. But it's a big project. But if the community, start pushing again with the letters, support, all the tourists venue, the door is open again, what I mean? I have my, my pushing with that. Yes, sir.
Would it be possible for us to put an application in like we're doing for Jacob's Tunnel?
Yes.
Yep. So can
yep.
do that?
Yep.
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 Yep. Yep. Yep.
Now, just you mention it.
What I might get to do is put it as a notice of motion for a future meeting.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And if possible, Councillor Nichols, if possible, I make a letter, after that one, make a letter survey with the community.
Yep.
You know, with the community and the tourists, send the tourist bureau, you know, the letter, and support that one, you know, every venue, you know, coming together. You know, the application plus, you know, the community, you know, is supported. Because I need support, you know, with the people.
Regiminda Homestead.
Yeah.
Or the Regiminda Homestead?
I think
yeah. Any more question in that point?
Yeah, I came in late.
Yep.
And missed most of the conversation about the factory. Does council have any other information about what the bids, Perth bids long term plans are for the battery? As in are they gonna knock it down? Are they gonna refurb it or
they made a verbal comment that they could probably find a battery for the Shire to own, to put somewhere. But they didn't follow that up with anything other than just mentioning it. And the only other correspondence we've received is the letter that's in the agenda.
Yep. It'd be such a shame, it's such an iconic building, it'd be a shame to lose it to the public.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it does get fenced off and not be able to be accessed, at least it could be maintained as a structural visual thing for people to see the history, because it is a huge part of the history here.
That could be added to councillors, I think. We're looking at amending the motion to request information from Perth Mint, so there's no reason that we can't at the same time ask their actual intentions.
The kind of thing does become a fenced off structure because of safety of the building or whatever being the base.
Yeah.
But it being maintained as a visual structure that is cosmetically okay for people to look at as history. Because, I mean, it is part of time, it's a big part of it.
Okay, then the CEO, he has the writing in that one. I'm going to recheck and, you know, when you have ready everything, I'll send the news to Pine Fine. Okay? Any more questions? Yes?
Yeah, so we came down and inspected it 2 weeks ago, found that, and at the start of today mentioned that it was a similar state for the Yalgoo one as well. So the works manager and I have made a plan to bring the loader up and to try and use that to squash some of what's there, but at the same time get the crew to tidy up as well. Yeah.
Just so they on inspection the tip, when you coming to the tip, so much rubbish, you know, around, you know, upside the tip. You know, I think the fence is not long enough, you know, for the wind, all the bag, all the stuff coming to that way, you know, it's messy. You know, I need to do something, you know, because last time I wasn't here with Councillor Willock, the same inspection, the tip, it's the same problem. You remember Councillor Willock? It's a lot of bag upside the tip, you know. Plus, upside the tip is a lot in that period. Plenty tires around there, upside the tip, you know. I don't know. I know it's upside the people put the tire in there. You know, it's not the local people. You know. I have one guy said it's somebody. Have the contract with Main Road, he collected all the tile around, you know, for cleaning up the road, but he put it in Pine Fine.
Yeah, we spoke to our guys some years ago, we spoke to that now, but that was many years, sometime before the tip got changed,
yeah.
But they're not really now, it's
been a couple of times where I've been up there at Main Road and collected all their stuff in the great big bubble bags and dropped them on the edge of the tip, not in the tip.
That was the exact comment that was made earlier, is even on the approach to the Yalgoo one, no one's putting the rubbish in the actual hole in the ground. That's, yeah.
And the same about...
Just Luke has come in.
Yep.
No, Luke.
Look.
Hi, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry,
sir.
So I will make arrangements within the next couple of weeks to reverse steel and qualities and things like that from the tip, and have the guys go through a little clean up in Yalgoo, and also the one up here in Mansfield.
Okay.
So we can get that all in our work program in the next 2 to 4 weeks. It's cleaned up.
Yep. If possible, Ian, about 40 k's from Pine Fine to the north, it's a lot of like a roof near the road. Yeah. That side, when you come in here, 45 k's before here, it's a lot of steel in that way. Plus, another 10 k's is a lot of roof. You know?
Is it building debris or is it?
No, it's pieces there. You know, the
stuff that blows,
yeah, the dongas, stuff like that. It's up maybe 20, 30 pieces. You know, they're still in there.
Problem,
yeah, but my job.
Depends on the contractors. Here we used to have two guys that were amazing. There was never a piece of anything on the side of the road because they were really diligent. Sorry. Where the guys that do it now pick up whatever's easy to pick up. I mean, we pick up bigger stuff, and quite often it's on the highway and being called is an issue. So, but it depends on the team, and it changes all the time.
Yeah,
we've noticed a lot more tyres on both highways.
Yeah.
Whether they care about what they're doing or they don't.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, you know, send an official from the Shadows and Goose and a Mine Road Department, you know, the letter, you know, for that. Because the responsibility is from Mine Road.
Is there still a damaged sign that someone's driven through main roads to...
I've emailed and I've spoken and I grabbed one of the guys that was doing a road inspection the other day.
Yeah.
A big one here. That's been taken out twice. It's not too bad initially, but the second time
it's Yeah, they, because they've also put their infrastructure sign right in the way of the entrance to this facility in the airstrip. So when you're approaching from the north, you can't see the airstrip sign.
Yeah, you don't see
behind the main road sign.
You pass, boom. You know, it's too small. Any more questions? To the floor? Okay.
No.
Petition and deputation presentation, Neil. Notice the bear of discussion behind closed door, Neil.
Yeah.
Application for leave the absence, Neil. A new consent meeting attended. Any councillor attended any meeting?
No.
Yeah, I went to the dog fence meeting and
died, please.
These lovely councillors are going to have to find another delegate because I'll be somewhere to
write. Okay. You were saying this one?
Do you know they're planning on holding another meeting before the elections?
Every 2 months.
Yep.
So we had one in the middle of this one, so yeah, it'll be
just
before.
After the elections. Yeah.
It's usually around the 13th or 14th of each month, so on a Wednesday. And our elections are not until
the 18th.
Councillor Willow, you have the date when you were in the meeting? 13th August. Ah, this is the reason you don't call me for my paper.
13th or 11th,
one of
the other. 13th
was
the Wednesday.
Yeah,
it was on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah, I know. Okay. Anyone? And attended Mine Road Forum, the 14th, the August. With the CEO and the foreman, with Luke, and really interesting forum. And there, talk to different guys, you know. And the bottom line is, really benefit, you know, what is the real problem, mostly the North people, you know, with the road, Paul Helland, Carnarvon, you know. Past Northampton, the same problem, you know, in the road, you know, the shoulders, stuff like that, you know. The only happy day is our neighbor, you know, he put in the middle, you know, the, what do you call it, the corrugate, when you going to sleep, tac, 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 you know, the rod, I don't know what is
the name. Yeah, just the audible lined edges.
Yeah, not like edges. I don't know why only Malowa do it, but not do it for us, you know, and Montmagne rod or another rod, but this is my personal view. But these foreigners are really, really good because I think I'm going to pass to Luke because it's a lot of grants how going to apply, you know, for us. You know, that one, I think it is a really contribution, you know, for be there with all the presidents and mayors and delegates, you know, for the Marine Rock. Luke?
Yeah, I think a lot of the focus on road safety of that forum got to me. Have a lot of ideas for our major roads in a seal. So when we start doing our works onto those roads, we can adopt some of these more safety features at main roads of water. But yeah, look, there was a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, information to take in, but yeah, I got a lot out of it, it was awesome. Yeah. It's good to rub shoulders with certain people as well and get ideas from them and actually talk to other people within the sector, putting our knowledge forth and what our problems are and where we need help most. So yeah, there are a lot of grants out there that we can be applying for our roads as well.
So federal LRCI funding, we couldn't spend all of the phase four just because we didn't have the cash flow from the flood damage of the DFIS project. But we did learn from Bruce Rock. Bruce Rock had been granted an extension, so everything was supposed to be spent by the 30th of June. But Bruce Rock had been granted an extension by Federal Department of Infrastructure through to the end of the calendar year. Luke approached them and we've since made an application to extend as well. So we might not miss out on that funding, which will definitely be beneficial.
Any question to the CEO or Luke or myself about the forum?
Just to add to the LRCIP thing, if this gets granted in the next couple of months, it's going to be beneficial for sure as well. Especially moving forward to the next lot of grants that we can apply for.
So that funding is to seal the last 4 km of Yalgoon-Hingham Road. So no more road.
What is that specific for Yalgoon?
Yeah, so that 4 km. Yeah.
Yep. This is the reason, guys, you know, is our way going to any forum, any meetings, you know, for put our problems in the table. Because if you start at home, nothing happens. It's like a Megadala. You know, Megadala has this problem. Not going to any event, any meeting, any nothing. Have his own problem, no solution. It's how made the noise, you know, for our problem. Because nobody coming to the Shadow General said, okay, this is a blank check for you, solution all your problem. No, you know. I think this is the first time I look going to this kind of forum. But from now on, every forum from the main road, he's going to there. Because he did. This is the guy, you know. We have clear what is our problem, you know. No more question. 9.1. Confirmation the minute, the 25th of July, 2025. Official recommendation, the minute the council meeting held on the 25th July, 2025 is attached, confirming as true and correct records. Somebody move it.
Yeah.
Any question? Put in vote?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. 11.2, technical service report. Number 10, minutes of committee meeting, Neil. 10-year reports. The official recommendation, the council received the 10-year service report up 30 August 2025. Somebody move it. I was understand.
They're forward authorised. If someone wants to forward authorise the purchase and sale of those, because we don't have a budget.
Ah, okay. Because this one is... It's coming to 11.2, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody have in the agenda. Number six, purchasing, you know, I need authorization from the councillors, you know, all the
Seeking an amendment for that council receive a technical services report as of the 30th of August 2025 adopts the purchasing described in point 6 of the report.
Somebody move it. Second there. Any question? This is for the amendment.
Yep.
Put in vote?
Yes.
6-0. Amendment.
And then just a second vote that to confirm that that's the motion.
Yep. And now come back. You know, somebody move it.
Well, I already moved.
Yep. No, but this is the second. Because this is for the amendment.
So first vote is just to confirm the wording, and then the second vote is to override the actual full decision.
Yep. You know, it's Angus and Willard.
Yeah.
Any question? Put in vote?
Yes.
Yes. Development planning and environment health reports, and 13.1 list of accounts. Somebody move it.
Yep.
We look down. Officer recommendation: the council receive the schedule account payment during the July 2025 listed, covering credit card, tax section, direct debit, including payroll and EFTS, totaling $592,963.52 from the municipal bank account. Any question? Put in vote?
Yes.
Thirteen point two investment report. Officer recommendation: the council received the investment report at 31st July 2025. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Say it out loud.
Yeah. So, any question?
No, can you please just state for the record who was the mover and the second?
Ah, put them, Angus and Councillor Payne. Any question?
No.
Put in vote?
Yes.
Thirteen point three, monthly financial statement. Officer recommendation: the council received the statement of financial activities the period end 31st of July 2025, according to the regulation 34 of the local government and financial management regulation 1996. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Mr. Pine and Councillor Tranfield. Any question? Put in both?
Yes.
Councillor, what are you both?
Yep.
Both? Yep. Annual budget and fees and charges. Officer recommendation. I get a minute for everybody to read it because it's long stuff. Okay. Or the category for the...
It's what we can't adopt because we don't have yet permission from the minister. We can adopt point... the numbering should read 1 to 9. So it'll be the second final point.
The 7.
What is labelled 6 on the 6. Second page.
And so the 7.
Not 7, but
yeah,
then the
6.
Amend to the council endorses an application to... extend the Shire of Yalgoo budget until the... Glenn, do you have the 1st of December?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And because it's not going to adopt it, I need a motion for amendment, you know, first, because that one, I not had the authorization ready for the ministerial staff. Now, I need first for amendment to move it. Mr. Payne and Angus. Angus and Mr. Payne. And this is for the amendment. Yep.
So it will only be what is labelled as point 6 on the second page, being adopts the 2025-26 schedule of fees and charges for the Shire of Yalgoo, which also contain the removal and or deposit of domestic and commercial waste pursuant to Section 67 of the Waste Avoidance and Resource Recovery Act 2007. And then a new point, so that point 2, that council endorses an application to the minister for a extension
the period.
Yeah, for an extension.
Sure. Yep.
A budget extension.
To
yeah,
minister,
but yeah.
And
reserves. And a third point to draw.
Okay, just to allow the use of reserves until the budget's adopted.
So that authorises
the council to
advertise the use of.
The use of, yep. Any question with the amended?
Do you just want to read that out again so we all know what we're actually voting on?
Yep. Reading the amendment.
Said it out loud.
So first point will be, it's point 6 on the right hand page, is just adopting the updated schedule fees and charges. Then the next one is just to endorse an application to the minister so we can extend the budget past 31st of August. And the last point was just to advertise
21-9.
The use of reserves until the budget is adopted.
We have and authorised the use of appropriate reserves,
yeah.
So for plant replacement or for Yalgoonigan road works. Yeah.
Use reserves from plant replacement.
Yeah, pleasure. And an Ingle Road.
Well, no, I'd just say from appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Appropriate reserves, yeah. Until
the budget's adopted. Yeah.
Well, until the budget's adopted, yeah.
When the budget adopted, yeah. Any question with the amendment? Put in vote?
Yes.
Now, come back to the point again. And somebody move it.
So it's just to solidify, to say that that's what the amendment is. Yeah. So vote on the actual amendment. Yeah.
This is this plain Glenn. Any question about the officer recommendation? No question? Willow. Councillor Willow. Put in vote.
Sorry, Gail, were you there for that one?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm just can't find them.
Please. 14.1, general report. Officer recommendation, the council received the Chief Judicial Officer General Report. Somebody move it. Mr. Willow. Second that?
Yep.
Mr. Point. Any question? Or only the citizen here, whether Rhea and Mark, is a IT service. You know, the new cost now is going to $500 a month for 500 Mbps. And before, the Shara paid $1,937 for the same amount, 50 Mbps. Yeah, this is, I think, it's a good move from the Shara. One thing I'm really worried, is the industrial agreement, with the workers. The moment nobody representing his own workers, it's a difficult for the Shara to make any decision, because any agreement, you need a legal representation for the union.
So the Shara hasn't got anyone to represent the workers in training.
The Chris Bell was the representative, but he's also resigned. So he was appointed to act on behalf of the ASU. We put a proposal forward, or a counter proposal, back to the staff body collectively, and that's then been passed on to the Australian Services Union. It's now been 3 weeks, and we haven't heard anything back from them. They were
so. Shire workers haven't elected anybody.
They would still do it on behalf of the ASU, and then the ASU is still the ones that have to sign off on an industrial agreement. Yeah. Because there's no primary person for back and forth, the ASU are potentially talking to staff members to gauge their views.
This is a big trouble for us because the councillor and the Shara not have nothing to do or influence or nomination to anyone. It's the workers, he nomination his own representative people. Before it's a Trevor, after that one Mr. Bell, but now we have nobody.
So nobody down the yard to take the job? No. It sounds like a good job for Diane.
For us it's a worker decision. And I worry with that, for this time. I think you try the people, explain how important is this one, because now I'm handcuffed. The Shire handcuffed, for any decision. And the second one is Mr. Charlie Love. Again, he sent me that letter, to Health Department. Because of Jalgu, the last 2 years, not have a dental service in the school. And the minister don't have any answer to one parliamentarian. This is how it starts working, stuff like that. The other thing is for us, because I'm pushing a lot in the last election, is a base rescue helicopter. Mr. Papalia said, nope, not dreaming in that, you know? And still, you know, for the city, not for Midwest region, you know? But the most important, you know, Yalgu, we continue advocate for the expansion to the service. You know, our any meeting you said for still remember, you know, our helicopter, you know? Now the report is the Yalgu Hotel, you know, it's on the newspaper, you know, the website, you know, all the stuff like that. It's still moving. I mentioned before, you know, the new minister for the region. Nobody knows who is it, you know, but our, you know, position is clear. You come into Yalgu when he have any answer to the dental ban to the region. Because I'm not going to accept it, you know, what she want, you know, and no school and no, you know, garden center. And yeah, that's it for me in that one. Any more comments in the report? Put in vote?
Yes.
Yep. Point 14.2, Fine Historic Battery Museum. Somebody move it?
Yes.
Mr. Willow and Gar. Mr. Trenfield. Official recommendation, the council to decide the removal all tourist directional sign and the intersection Pine Fine and Town Road, Pine Fine, Battery Road, and minor amended and described to the Shire website. In the discussion before, you know, I have an amended. Ian?
That either a request be sent to Perth Mint.
Yep.
We want to know if the site is.
The report.
Affected.
Yeah.
Is it dangerous? If it's not, why have they stated they want to close down? We want to know if that ground is dangerous. If they have not done a report, I can't see why we're closing it down. That's what the whole idea of the heritage trail was about, was all these places, and now they're like choppy up places in the middle.
Is it work, health and safety, or is it contamination? You know, which sort of should be specified.
Unless they give us a report, we aren't going to know. Yeah. But if it's contaminated,
contamination, we should know.
The block is already classed as a contaminated site on the Lands Department, because Telstra were looking to put the tower there, and they wouldn't do it because it was a contaminated site.
None of the leaves to do there, but it only lasts so long, and it weakens and breaks down over time. And they've been doing this for 50 years now, and they've come up with it just now.
Okay, the amendment is that one, if everybody agree.
There was a second point from before, so yep. Just one more second.
They are even trying to close it down because they're all.
Maybe. Councillor Nichols?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so.
Well,
drafted there. A request be sent to Perth Mint asking for access to their reporting regarding contamination and work health and safety concerns, as well as asking about their long-term intentions for the site.
Everybody agree with that?
I think so, but are we authorising the removal of the sign at the entry of Paints, Fine Town Road and the Paints Manufacturer? Are we going to remove that sign or not? Or are we going to wait until that?
That's for you guys to discuss.
Yeah.
That's the amendment from the discussion before.
Yes, I understand that.
But
the amendment would replace the previous motion.
So right.
But then council would also have to put forward a reason for voting against the officer's recommendation. Yes, because it's a significant difference from what's there.
Yes.
Yeah. But the discussion before, you remember, the council agreed not remove anything after not receive the report in our table.
Yeah, but the motion is that the council authorise the amendment, so we'll vote against that.
Yep.
We'll vote for the amendment, is that correct?
Yeah, if someone wants to move and second that amendment or any other amendment.
This one is gone. That one is gone because I have the amendment.
I'm happy to move the amendment.
Yeah. This is the discussion now, the amendment.
I understand that, yes.
You know?
You haven't voted on the original one.
No.
Okay, so I'm moving.
And I'll second.
First, everybody put in both the amendment.
Yeah.
Everybody agree? Okay. Now, I'm going to come back to the point. Who move it?
Stan Gale, originally.
Stan. Go. Any
we
question
have to
now?
Independent tests ourselves, or take some samples and send them in, if it interferes with our tourist thing, you know, you're going on about Joker's Tunnel being the tourist thing.
We wouldn't necessarily have access rights to the site, and then it would be expenditure for understanding where you'd be allocating that from for us to pay a company that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is it heritage?
It's on the municipal, the Shire Register. The roadhouse is on the State Heritage Register.
Yeah.
But I'd have to check on the battery.
Yeah.
Can we
do
testing ourselves
on
the ground?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, put in both.
Yes.
Come back.
I'm voting against it because I don't think we should.
No. This is voting on so the amendment was passed as the wording.
The amendment's passed.
So you're now voting on a request to be sent to Perth Mint asking for access to their reporting regarding contamination and work health and safety concerns, as well as asking about their long-term intentions for the site.
And we're not taking the sign down until they get the plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the original one. We still haven't
voted,
which is passed.
It's the amendment passed, all right, 6-0.
Yeah.
Now we need to come back, you know, to the original point.
Through the chair, with that, where does that leave the sign? They've requested for the signage to come down, and you're not going to, this is all going to take time, obviously, for them to do the test and stuff.
Yeah.
Where does that leave the signs up and somebody does go up there, and they've already said there's other test issues, which is probably structural or could be anything. Where does that leave the Shire if somebody goes up there and something does happen?
There's a lot of historical directional signage. It's not really any different to saying that, an asbestos pit is down the road. Because someone goes and walks into that asbestos pit, it's not like we've told them to go and do that. It's just telling them that's something. It is Perth Mint's responsibility to stop people going on there if they believe that it's a hazard.
Yeah.
So that's not finished off the car park yet. It's still
Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's bought for the men.
Yeah.
Now and you come back.
And that would then override the previous decision.
Yeah, it's
well,
gone.
The recommendation.
The recommendation, yeah.
So we don't have to vote on
that.
No.
No, because it has
amendment.
Yeah.
We voted
yeah. Now it's the new recommendation.
Overrides the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it doesn't address the original.
No, and for that, so
six,
council
six,
council do have to note why they voted against it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, Council Nichols.
So the amendment is significantly different to what was recommended.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a reason for that with the minutes.
Okay.
Why you vote again? I need record.
Why I voted against it? I haven't voted against anything. I voted both for the amendment to be put and I voted that the amendment... What I don't agree with is that we remove the sign before we have a response from the person regarding the safety, work health and safety, and the contamination issues at the battery site.
I'm voting again because I don't have any official report from the mine, the mines,
yeah.
You know, from the mines, in our table. For that reason, I'm voting again. Did that one because I don't have official any report said that.
So choosing not to take action before there is a response from the Perth Mint.
Yep. Councillor Lafarre? Any you vote in favour or reject the first recommendation? Yeah, but I need documentation why rejected. I'm rejected because I don't have the official.
We just voted on
it's one response.
Yeah.
Right, one response.
Okay.
We want
okay.
Information.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay. Put in vote.
Yes.
6-0. Sorry, my friend, this is the Local Government Act. 14.3, Regional Development Australia, RDA, Officer Recommendation, the Council endorsed the draft agreement and delegate the Chief Executive Officer ability to enter to arrangement given they are satisfied with buy-in from neighbourhood local government. Somebody move it. Mr. Willow. Seconder?
Yeah.
Angus? Any question? All is stuff in the draft here.
Yeah, so we get at least three or four neighbours that are interested, then we'll proceed with it. But if we only get one other neighbour that's interested, then it's obviously not going to get off the ground. Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting bolt.
Yeah.
Proposal the lease of a portion of Yalgoo Caravan Park. Officer recommendation, the council agreed to give local public notice and propose disposition calling for a public submission and per the requirement section 3.58 part 3 of the Local Government Act 1995. Somebody move it. Mr. Willow. Seconder?
Yes.
Angus. Any question?
Rushing out of that car park, you're right on the intersection. Would it not be better for them to take the other side away from the corner? Because you're going to have people coming in.
the most of them that already exist in car parks and in public places where there's no different to pulling up to a fuel bowser. People have to manage not hitting people when they pull up and fuel up a petrol vehicle. There's a lot of the cost is the electrical infrastructure, so moving it further down away from the primary power lines means a lot more investment.
Yeah. Any more question? Put in bold.
Yes.
Forty point five. Heavy vehicles, Nesgod application, Morowa, Yalgur Road. Official recommendation, the council support the application for Salbuch contracting for Morowa Yalgur Road SLKO 29.91 to bid the heavy vehicle network for PBS 3B.3 vehicles. Somebody move it. Angus. Second that.
Who was the second?
Corey. Any question or recommendation?
Well, I have a. We were lucky to approve to let 3.65 candidates go on the road, and now they want us to let 43 people go on there. So, well, that's the point in allowing them to up it to bigger trucks. The road's not any better, the bends aren't any better.
The argument was that they'd do less damage on the road by spreading the load over a wider area. That was my understanding of why we were doing it.
I think it will do less damage on the road, but I think probably definitely a lot more dangerous. Like some of those corners on that road are really.
And the state of the road at the moment, potholes and that's getting worse every week I travel on it, it is getting worse. And we're going to let bigger trucks on.
The bigger trucks mean
you're supposed to be leaving us on this.
The bigger truck means that they're like for the same amount of ore that there is less wear and tear on the road, so it's spread out more. The concern for the length is more road.
You're going to have less trucks on it.
We have a road use agreement where they've got a fixed amount that they can move.
The agreement is any damage, the company fix it. Pay for that.
Well, that's why they've already paid us for that. As a side point, so even if we knock it back, the main roads can issue a permit for that trucking company's haulage task as anyway.
So they've paid for the repairs for anything?
Yeah, so the Deflector have a road use agreement with the Shire. Yeah. And they contribute quarterly to us.
Why is the road continuing to
deteriorate? Every time it rains, it's the wet weather. Yeah. Particularly the corner closest to the Melonby intersection, it's basically just sitting on rock, so it's the way that whole section was designed. But we do we have Safe Roads booked in again? Or one of them?
Yeah, Safe Roads booked in probably in the next 4 weeks to go through. Yep. For some of our guys coming down with Colwyn Spares and compactors.
And with the Silver Lake pay for repair is good enough money or short or it's all right?
My opinion is no, it's not enough money. It's as simple as that. The amount of road that we have, right, and the way that road was built, wasn't built for having that many trucks to drive that road.
Yep.
So if they want the road to be perfect, then they need to complete the cash input. It's basically what it is.
Yep. a possible recheck the agreement with Silver Lake?
Yeah, yeah, that could be distributed to councillors.
Well, yep. It's not that. I mean, if the Shire's happy with it.
Yeah, but.
Well, we're here to vote. If the Shire's against it, we will vote against it. If the Shire's not against it.
Yeah, but the thing is.
They're happy to fix the road and keep doing whatever, and it's going to get fixed.
Yeah, but the foreman, you know, I made the question. Is enough money for repair? You know, see, this is the thing, because the hardship is every day, the inflation is every day, you know?
Through the chair again, taking that longer, as you guys said, yes, it would be less damage while they're straight, but because they're a longer truck, they're going to do more damage on those bends, let alone risk on the bends, but they're also going to do probably more damage on the bends, so yes, the fact that you're going to be patching up more is going to be probably going forward anyway.
Okay, putting votes, but my position is I'm in favor of that one back and make the bracket a revision the agreement. Mm. You know?
Should that be an amendment?
not really. No, it's a portion. I need to amend that. No.
They are voluntary road use agreements. So what has been entered into with the mining company is done voluntarily.
Yep.
So they don't have to. The only other option we have from that is proving that on that specific road that the wear and tear is directly and only related to them and proportion that out financially and then take them to court.
You just start with the court again.
When was the agreement done?
That's been in place for 2 or 3 years now. Yeah, there is a review clause in there.
Yep. Okay, do the review, you know, for not putting in court.
I mean, between the mine and Murrawar boundary is the worst part of the road, right? And that's what the trucks are using. Loaded. But there's a lot of trucks coming our way into Yelgu and turning and going up Mount Magnet Road. So, what are those trucks doing?
I need to check that one, you know? I need to check.
I mean, they're all trucks.
Yeah. Mm.
Are they going up and just doing a round circle and picking up and coming back? Because quite often I turn off on that Murrawar Road and they're coming up and turning and heading towards Mount Magnet.
Yeah. Yes, look.
Sorry to interrupt, but I put metro counts out on those roads, so now I'm thinking to keep the metro counts out there because it shows the accidents going in southbound and northbound. So that's going to give us about 6 weeks worth of data.
Yep.
So we can see what's coming in and we can also see what's going out. So once that data's in, I'll submit it to the CEO and then we'll know what's coming southbound from that mine to North Road.
If you know, I put that really cheap camera, you know, north. When the people coming in?
That's another thing I was going to suggest as well. We can get a trail camera up, a couple of them, if you wanted to, and that basically when a truck or a vehicle goes past, takes a still, and then we'll see what movement we have.
Yep.
Well, over the last, that Murrawar Road is the one that's fallen apart the quickest.
I have noticed that with that road compared to Neil.
It is really falling apart, and it's got to be the truck use because it can't be light traffic.
It wouldn't be utes. It wouldn't be. Yeah, it's got to be a high volume of heavy, not heavy volume, but heavy trucks.
Okay. Any more questions? Put in both.
We're voting on
we're still going to vote on letting them on the road, and we're not happy with what's going on. So.
For that reason, you know, happy tell us, you know, that's it. Reject or reject?
If we reject it, you're just telling us that main roads will let them go anyway.
Yeah.
This is the problem. And time. It's better do it the good way, talk to the guys again, review.
So what do we
no push it.
What do you recommend that we we vote for this recommendation that they can use the heavier things, and we will negotiate further,
yes.
Or do we reject it and negotiate and put them again?
No, my personal view is approve that one, but with review, you know, the agreement, you know, review the agreement, because if you said no, this guy is going to court, going to, you know, all.
So we accept it, but there's nothing written down that we're going to negotiate further, but we're just saying that we will.
Yeah.
All
right. So we just take it and get charged anyway.
Yeah, look, my opinion on the trucks changing for weight distribution, I think it would be fine. However, if Laurel and Ian would agree that if we did just push forward this motion, I'm not a council member.
Yeah.
But if we did push forth this change of technology, right, we can always go back later on and have a chat to the mining sector and change our road use agreement.
This is part of the review agreement.
Yeah. In the initial consultation of this, I did reach out to Vault Minerals to say if they had any concrete batching and other things that could be used to assist us in the replacement of the Morrowa Road grid, the boundary grid, so that we've got the grid ordered, but there'll still be a whole pile of concrete formwork and approach and to and from. So it was trying to get them on board with some of that. Some of it we've got from other funding sources. If we get the extension from LRCI, but it was basically mentioned to the mine during that conversation that if we don't get an extension from the feds, that we would be looking to them for the funding, because it's the it is the heavy vehicle that's damaged the grid in that area. But there's no reason you can't even just put a pending, so an amendment saying that the application that council supports pending review of the existing road use agreement.
Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Councillor Willow?
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Hora? Yeah. Okay. Put them both.
Yes.
But pass. It's going to with this review. This is important stuff.
That being a mover and seconder for that amendment.
Yeah.
And then, now a mover and seconder to consider it as a motion.
Yeah. Consideration for the motion in. Somebody move it? I wish and Mr. Will. Put them both?
Yep.
Succeed. Done. 14.6. State Heritage Register Application. Officer recommendation, the council support the attached Heritage Council place nomination for the site known as a jockey tunnel. Somebody move it. Angus. Seconda. Any question? Any more question or comment? Put in bold?
Yeah.
5. Mr. Willock, you do need all the...
You want me to leave?
Yes, please. Because you will declare...
Am I listening at the door?
Nah. Well, everyone knows I can't see the door really.
12:35. 12:35. Official recommendation, the council, number one, approved a presented contract of sale the purchase of 33 Campbell Street, 34, 36, 38, and 40 Gibbon Street, lot 47, 61, 62, 63, 64, and plan for $535,000. Of the sale, the chief executive and the shadow president to give to the contract and sell and apply common seal and certify the purchase does not constitute a major land transaction or major trading undertaking based on the current financial year and final purchase price. Somebody move it? Somebody?
Commissioner. Yes.
Let me see. I'm going. Any question? None? Put in vote?
Yep.
Somebody tell Councilman Wynne to come in, please. Let me see where I'm coming.
I'll just ask that one be deferred until we dot the budget.
Yep. No, not that one.
Because it's a letter to go out with rates.
Okay.
So, yeah,
right. Fair. 14.8, rate letter and fee break notice, and the fee after the CEO have, sent the letter after that one, and take this point to next meeting.
14.8. Just because the draft rates letter. We can print out, I'm not having a printer here, and the five rates, so the rates letter can't go out until we've adopted the budget and have signed the rates.
$14.9, meeting fees and superannuation. Official recommendation, the council adopted following member fees and allowances for 2025-26. Second, resolve to pay superannuation to the members. Everybody have the numbers and dates?
Can we have an amendment to this one?
Yeah, that it
wants
to be voluntary.
Yep.
Yeah, just need to move for a second.
Yep, okay, for the amendment, the 14.9, amendment. Who move it? Councillor Willow. Second that?
Yeah.
Councillor Angus. Okay. The amendment, Councillor Nichols.
Superannuation for council being voluntary.
So point two, resolve to pay superannuation to members who choose to opt in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who choose to
opt in
or opt out?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'd only be paid if someone's actively submitted the forms for it. Yeah. Opt in.
Everybody agree with that? With this amendment? Put in vote?
Yeah.
Now come back to the rest. Now for the entire with amendment, I need you know, have a somebody move it 14.9 again. Mr. Willow. Seconda? Any question? Put in vote.
Yeah.
14.10, Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. Officer recommendation. The Council adopted Disability Access and Inclusion Plan Statement and Standard 2025-2030. DAP. Somebody move it?
Yeah.
Any question? Him. Second. Any question? Put in vote?
Yeah.
Councillor Payne, to vote?
Oh,
sorry. 14.11, Sandra Debita. Officer recommendation, the council write off outstanding debit 62.77 for Percy Lawson, debitor 2010 and the 30th of June 2005. Somebody move it. Thank you. Seconda?
Yeah.
Permission. Any question or stuff like that? Like I said before, it's more expensive to try to pay the collector for $62 and close it out the, you know, the bloody book. Any watcher? No? Put in vote? Guy?
Yes.
Review delegation register. The official recommendation, the Council review adopted the attached delegation register. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Gail. Mr. Willow. Any question? Put in bold. Gail?
Yes.
Point 13, CEO performance review of independent person. I had a discussion on that one. Officer recommendation, the council delegate to the president to determine an independent person to carry out the CEO performance review. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Angus and Payne. Any question?
So we still have a committee and we still have the policy that, that governs how that's supposed to happen, but legislation's changed that it has to involve a third party. So that, that all still happens, but just managed by someone.
Plus, I need in this committee everybody...
So that means that we're not trusted to do it?
No, it's that. The thing is, the other thing is... for
we used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, but for... Councillor Willow, for legislation... Everybody in the panel, he must have the course, approve the course, the review. This is the legislation. And now, anyway, before that, you know, when elected, whatever, you know, I had a meeting with the council. What is, you know, how I'm going to do is no, like I said before.
Well, I have an argument against it. So
yeah.
No,
no, no.
I'm just having
yeah.
Side.
Yeah, but I told you what happened with the bloody legislation.
I want to know who you're going to pick to do it.
He offered to ask three or four different companies.
Companies?
Yeah.
We're going to pay to have it done.
That one is, yeah.
Unless someone wants to.
Yeah. You know? But the preferred supplier from Huelga.
From the another government department.
Yeah. You know? See, this is the
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No more question? Put in bold?
Yeah.
Yes, what's going on? Notice of the motion, Neil.
Heritage list for the building and burying.
Yeah, heritage listing of the regimenter. So, yeah, we'll provide something back to council at the next meeting.
Yeah, next meeting. Anyone, urgent business? Neil? Meet up with the meeting. Close to the public, new. Next meeting, 24 October, 2025, commencing 10:30 in Yalgu. And you must remember, from September, I have a taker from the government. You know, any council in the next meeting not allow and make any decision.
We'll hopefully be able to hold a special meeting within September to approve the budget, which does fall in the caretaker period, but the advice from the department is that can still happen within the caretaker period.
It's like, you know, the state election or national state.
We try and hold that electronically, potentially during the local government convention, if time permits for the 21 days that we have to contact companies.
I'd like to thank council for their time over the last few years, because I am not standing dead, and had a wonderful time. And I'd like to thank you all.
Thank you,
my friend. The more important, you being Huelga with us, you know. Plus, you need. Close the meeting. 12:48. And Councillor Willock.